It's time to talk sports. Now from the Fan Studios in Melbourne, it's the Mark Moses Show on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. You can be a part of the conversation at 321-984-1234. Now here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to a Thursday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. Yes, it is Thursday. I have off tomorrow. It feels like Friday to me, but it's not. Mark, you are time traveling too often. All right, yes, Thursday. We will go with that. Let's start with this. You've probably heard this all day long here on this fine radio station, but I'm going to say it right now. That was a massive choke job by the Philadelphia 76ers last night. I went out with a friend last night to catch up, and we were at a restaurant, and it was on in the background. And every time I'm talking to my buddy, I look up, and the Sixers are up big, big double digits, and they're scoring at will, and the crowd's going crazy, and everyone's having a great time there in Philadelphia Freedom, baby. They're having a great time beating up the Atlanta Hawks. And then something crazy happened where it appears Philadelphia, halfway through the third quarter last night, forgot to play basketball. They just, whatever, we're good to go. They were up 25 points in the third quarter. And I saw someone on Facebook today did this, and it makes me laugh. They put it where, hey, remember the Super Bowl when the Falcons were up 28-3? They're up 25 points. It was something like the 8:41 mark of the third quarter. Last night it was the opposite. Philadelphia's up 25 points at the 8:41 mark against the Atlanta Hawks. Karma finally came back to the five Atlanta sports fans that care. Yay! In the fourth quarter at Philadelphia, on their home court, in front of their home fans, Philadelphia was outscored 40-19. How is this possible? How? That is an epic choke job. If I'm thinking, you know, all-time games where it's right there for you to win, and all of a sudden you just lay down and died after a while, the examples I think of are the one I just said, Atlanta against Tom Brady, and New England in the Super Bowl, up 28-3, they lose in overtime. What was it, 34-28, I think, final score? I think of, you know, maybe what, 93 or so, when the Houston Oilers, I believe at Buffalo, wild card weekend, was up, what, 35-3 on the Bills, Frank Wright, as we know. Then in the second half, Buffalo goes crazy, scores at will. They go to overtime, Buffalo wins. I mean, 2003... the Chicago Cubs, Game 6, NLCS against the Florida Marlins at this time. They're up, five outs to go to win the pennant. First time in, I don't know, 80, 90 years or so. And then Steve Bartman happens. They give up eight runs. They lose Game 7. I'm trying to think of other just epic choke jobs in the history of sports. Heck, Blackhawks, 2013. They're up 3-2 in their best-of-seven Stanley Cup final. They are down a goal with about 90 seconds to go in the third period. If Boston just holds on and wins, they go to Game 7. Boston then gives up two goals in the last 90 seconds. Hawks win the cup. I mean, it's like crazy with some of this stuff. You could go on and on and on. 1986, Game 6. The Boston Red Sox are an out away from winning the World Series. The ball goes through Buckner's legs. They win. Then the Mets win Game 7. You could go on and on and on with this stuff. And what you saw last night, where remember, Game 4 in Atlanta, I think Philadelphia is up 18 points in that game, and they blow it. Atlanta comes back, wins by 3. Last night's an all-timer. And the question is, can Philadelphia come back from that? Or are they so shot, are they just so just dead on the floor that they can't get up? and they can't come back from that. It's amazing. It really, it's amazing to think about where it just, it's crazy, man. It's crazy to think about when you look at this stuff. They really choked that horribly. Where I think Atlanta's going to win game six now. You can't come back from that. And then like Ben Simmons, do we have to get Rick Barry to show up and show him how to shoot it underhand? Like most of my life, we've been making fun of Shaquille O'Neal where he can't hit a free throw. That's a running gag that's been going on for 30 years now. I think there's a new champion. I really do. I think there's a new champion when it comes to horrible free throw shooting. I think it's Ben Simmons. Former number one pick, by the way. He's 6'10". He went 4-for-14 from the free throw line. I saw this stat. It's the first guard, point guard, shooting guard, to miss 10 free throws in a playoff game. It's never happened before. He didn't even score in double digits. What? That is just, it's an all-time choke job last night. Now, I'm like 90% sure Atlanta should win game six and get rid of them, but I just the way things are in sports, how wonky they are, I could see a scenario where Atlanta now blows game six and then we go now for game seven. I could see that happening. I really could. Anything's on the table. I mean, look, Chris Paul got COVID somehow the other day. I mean, it's like, what are you talking about? Then the late game, which I watched, I actually stayed up. I'm a big boy. And I actually watched it, where the Utah Jazz are at home. It's 2-2. And in the first two games of that series, they destroyed the Clippers on their home court. Give credit to the Clippers. They came back games 3 and 4, and they showed face. They won 3 and 4. We're in game 5. There's no Kawhi Leonard. The Clippers are shorthanded. They should win this game, the Utah Jazz. They have more firepower. They have their own crowd. They should get it going. No! No! And this is like why you don't gamble on sports once in a while. They show this on TNT where Barkley, with his guarantees, these playoffs, I think he's 1-8. Yeah, so whatever Barkley says, do the opposite. That's what you should do. In that first half, it was bombs away. I said that yesterday on the show. If you are the Jazz, bomb them out of the building. Your bread and butter, hit those three-pointers, get to the rim, score, feed off the energy of the crowd. They were doing that. The problem is the Clippers kept staying around. They kept it a close game. You had a scenario where, as a team, Utah hit over 10 three-pointers in the first half. But you looked at the halftime score, it's only a 5-point margin in favor of Utah. The Clippers hung around. And Paul George in the first half scored like 22 points. It was an amazing, amazing game. And I'll tell you how the Clippers did it. I've seen Utah now play a couple times in this series. Here's what they do. Their thing is, we have four great scorers on offense. We look at our starters. The fifth guy is Gobert. He's a rebounder and a defender. He can't create his own shot. He can't go on the block, post anyone up, and score. He can't. He can't do it. So in theory, Utah, which by the way, got the one seed this year, they are 4-on-5 on offense, and they got great shooting from the outside. So what they do is they want to push it, hit the three, and then go for the two. But if you have a team that can get physical with them and stay with them for 48 minutes, you can beat them. That's what the Clippers have done for three straight games. That's what it was. And I like where Morris for the Clippers, there's a play where Paul George in the second quarter puts up this putback layup. And then Gobert falls on the ground. Morris kind of steps over him to send a message. Gobert didn't like it, pushed back. They both got technicals. It set the tone for the rest of the game. We're the Clippers. We're not going away. And we're going to compete with you for 48 minutes. It was great. It really was. And the Utah Jazz in the second half on their home court with the home energy stopped hitting threes. And they are a one-trick pony. It's the best way I can put it. You look at those great Golden State teams over the last decade or so with Steph and Klay. They hit the shot from the outside. And those two players are all-timers when it comes to shooting from the outside. But they were more than that. They could play defense, and they had guys down low like Draymond Green, and you had Iguodala, you had Bogut. You had multiple players that could score from the inside. So it wasn't just shooting from the outside. Utah is a one-trick pony. If the shot doesn't fall from the outside, they have no backup plan. And that is what the Clippers are exploiting right now. And give credit to Paul George. You make fun of him all the time. He showed up last night. You know he loved that challenge. On the road, no Kawhi Leonard. He had to step up and be the man. He answered the call. It's unbelievable. So last night, betting purposes, the road teams won both games. Getting it done. So we're going to have a game six back in L.A., and we're going to have a game six back in Atlanta, probably both tomorrow night. Tonight in the NBA, we are going to have a very interesting game six where Milwaukee is up against the wall. They lose tonight. They're done. I bet you their coach is probably fired. Budenholzer. He's probably going to be the fall guy. Last time they were in this situation a week ago, games three and four, they're down 0-2. They won both games. Game three, grinder, ugly game. They found a way to win with a minute to go. Game four, they beat up the Brooklyn Nets. They should have won game five there in Brooklyn. But Kevin Durant, we talked about it yesterday, 49 points, triple-double, played all 48 minutes. If you're the Milwaukee Bucks, you're at home, you have your home crowd, you are the more physical team, and there's no Kyrie Irving, he's not going to go, and James Harden played 45 minutes, only scored 5 points. Here's what you need to do. You've got to be the more physical team. You're at home. Can't stress this enough. You've got to push around the Brooklyn Nets. And if they're going to have Kevin Durant play 48 minutes, then start hard fouling him. I'm not saying injure him, but you got to put him on his keister. You've got to make it, if he's going to the lane, it's going to be not fun for him. That you got to go old school like you played in game three. If you're Milwaukee, you're going to have to do that again, right? And if you're Giannis, I get it. You're scoring 30 a game. You can't go 1-for-8 from three-point land. If it's not there, drive to the lane. I know 2 is not as much as 3, but trust me, take it to the rack. Take it to the rim. You're 7 feet tall. You got to do that. I love this time of year because it's one of those things where every single night there's a nice game on. There's a big game on. There's now a do-or-die game going on. I think it's going to be exciting, and next round will be even better when we get to the Final Four in the NBA. This is great. For all of the nonsense we put up in December, January, February, March, April, this is why I like basketball. This is the exciting time of year. It really is. Now, the other headline at this hour, if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, and you know what? I've not done this in a while, so let's break it out.
Let's go Tampa Bay. Let's go Tampa Bay. By the way, the rum's good, and we're world champions, baby.
Yeah, that is from February with my buddy Anthony. This is the one we played all year.
Let's go Tampa Bay. Let's go Tampa Bay. By the way, the rum's good.
Yeah, I like them both. I do like playing them both. Speaking of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that's why I'm playing this audio, it appears today that the Madden 22 has been unveiled with who the cover athletes are going to be. Last year, you had Lamar Jackson. The year before that, you had Mr. Patrick Mahomes. 19, who was on the cover of 19? I can't even remember after a while. 18 was Tom Brady. 17 was Gronk. I can go back. I can do this. If we really need to break this down, I'll do this off the top of my head. I can't even remember who 19 was. Does it even matter? It's probably, was it Aaron Rodgers? It might have been. So they have decided today, and the game's not going to come out till later this year, probably at the end of July. They're going with two cover athletes. They've done this before. They're going with Tom Brady with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey on, and they're going with Patrick Mahomes with the Kansas City Chiefs. There are going to be multiple versions, like, you know, the super duper version, the standard edition, all that. But the normal box cover art is going to be Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes looking cool on the cover. And those are the two quarterbacks that competed in the Super Bowl back in Tampa back in February. Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if these two teams again meet in the Super Bowl February of 2022 there in Los Angeles. I used to, and I know I'm getting older, the Madden game used to be a big deal to me. I'd buy it every single year. You don't understand, every single year. The first one I remember ever playing was Madden 93 on the Sega Genesis at a buddy's house. I grew up with football video games from the standpoint of, it started with Tecmo Bowl. I'd play that on Nintendo, Tecmo Bowl. Then we'd play on Genesis. This is before Madden. We would play Joe Montana's Sports Talk Football. I loved that game. And especially the one, it was like NFL Sports Talk Football with Joe Montana, 1994, where he was with the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, man, I loved that game so much. I really did. And I remember being at Buddy's house, and like multiple guys' houses, and it's like, oh, man, this thing. Oh, the guy, the announcer is talking. And it'd be so generic. It'd be like, back to pass. Montana in the pocket. Throws it deep. Rice, touchdown 49ers. You're like, oh, man, this is so awesome. That's what I remember it would do. Oh, this is so cool. And then I'd get Madden. And the first Madden I ever bought, my sister took me to like a Target. This is one of the first times I ever saw Target. Madden 94. And remember, you didn't have cover athletes till like seriously like 99, 2000. You had Barry Sanders, but John Madden was still on the cover as well. It wasn't until 2001 when Eddie George on the Tennessee Titans, when they got it on PlayStation 2, that was kind of the first time you had the cover athlete on the cover of Madden. And they started going away from John Madden, and then you had the actual player. I love that game. Just the last couple of years, it just feels like it's the same game over and over again. And I get it. It's football. It's not like they can add like, oh, well, this year, the Green Bay Packers, you'll play football, but you'll also have to take on these three wishes, and then you have to collect all these hearts in this one dungeon. No, it's football. It's a sports video game. But, like, seriously, I would buy that every single year. I have them at my house. They're in my closet, and it's stacked up with all the Maddens. And we know also where, if you go to any video game store, especially like a local retailer, they always have that bin when you walk in, and it'll be like, oh, these used old video games, $2.99. And it'll be random like NBA 2K9, and here's NHL 13, and here's a copy of FIFA 06. And then they'd have the stacks and stacks of Maddens. Oh, here's Madden 07. It's $2.99 on PlayStation 3. That's what it would be. But the new one is going to be Tom Brady, Buccaneers jersey, Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think there has ever been a Tampa Bay Buccaneers player on the Madden cover. Can I do this? Could I do it for the open off the top of my head? Like, all right, so 01 is Eddie George. 02 is Dante Culpepper with the Vikings. 03 is Marshall Faulk with the St. Louis Rams. 04, oh, I love that game. That's Michael Vick with the Falcons. That's when it turns into an arcade game. And Vick, you could just scramble and score a touchdown on every play. So then 05, you had Ray Lewis with the Ravens. And that's when they said, oh, no, we better get defense back in the game. 06 is the Donovan McNabb game, where they added the cones for the quarterback. It was a disaster. Where it's like, if you're Brady or Peyton Manning, the cones were gigantic. You can make every pass. But if you're Rex Grossman, you couldn't complete anything. It was awful, and I turned it off. One of those games also had, like, the replay. It might have been, like, 03, 04, where, oh, you could do one where it's like a mulligan play. Like, oh, I didn't like what happened there. Let's redo the play. That was ridiculous. 07 was Sean Alexander on the Seattle Seahawks. I had that game where it created the blocking system where you could become the blocker to help your running back. That didn't work out. 08, that was the famous one where it was supposed to be Brett Favre with the Packers, and he said, I'm going to play for the Jets. So then they had to re-release the game with him with the Jets on the cover. 09, what was 2009? I think 2009 might have been, I'm doing this all the top of my head. That might have been, I feel like that was a Detroit Lions one. Is that right? Oh, I got to go back and look at that. And then 2010 was the Troy Polamalu Steelers with, I think he was with Drew Brees. Or was that 09? I don't know. There's too many games after a while. You could tell I assume that because I have like, I think 13. Yes. Was 13 the one with the Legion of Boom or was that 14? See, now it starts to get mumbled in my head. I have them. I have most of them. I really do. There was one where it's like, all right, Megatron, Calvin Johnson was on 13, and then 14 was the 25th anniversary game with Barry Sanders. Yes. Was 15 with the Legion of Boom? It might have been. I think that might be right. I'm going to have to go back and check this out. I'll do that for Day and Dumb. But I feel like I can get most of them. I think I'm starting to slip my old age. I can't get them all. All right, but yes, if you're a Buccaneers fan, your boy Tom Brady is on the cover.
Let's go Tampa Bay. Let's go Tampa Bay. By the way, the rum's good, and we're world champions, baby.
That is right. All right, Tim Walters, Florida Today newspaper, will join me next. We'll break down biggest choke jobs in sports for one game, and I know he's going to want his music list next as well. We'll do that coming up.